Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I hope everyone had a good week in the name of Jesus. Let us get started by praying and honoring God first, and then we'll go into our message. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight thanking you for this great opportunity for your word to go forth, Father, for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, to teach us, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for allowing us, Father, to come together as a whole, Father, believing, Father, the same things, speaking the same things in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for blessing each and every one of us, Father. You know our needs. Father, we ask that your word, dear Lord God, will go forth, Father, and heal, deliver, and set free, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We say amen and amen. On last week, we talked about we're sounding the trumpet because of the sin epidemic. There's a plague of sin in this world, and we talked about that last week, and we're going to continue on this week talking about it because it's so important for people to know that the things that's going on in the earth is because of so much sin, and I know everybody sees it. It's everywhere. Sin is everywhere. Greed is everywhere. I mean, so much is going on. Even when you turn on your TV, I mean, you get to the point you don't even want to turn it on because of so much sin. It's so much going on in the world. It's chaos everywhere. There is no peace. So, but we want to get into it, and we want to talk about it again tonight, the sin epidemic. And I want to say this to all the listeners, if there's someone on that has a comment or has something to say, you're very, very welcome. Amen. So we're talking about the sin epidemic in the world because people have just rebelled against the word of God. Rebellion is so, I mean, it's just out of control, that people are so rebellious against the word of God. People are weighed down with just sin, iniquity in their life. And so we wanna go to the book of Isaiah and start there, chapter 1, verse 4, and we want to see what he's saying about this sin. Amen? Verse 4 says, "Oh, what a sinful nation they are, loaded down with a burden of guilt. They are evil people, corrupt children, who have rejected the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him." And we see that today, that so many people have turned their backs on God. You know, and it's such a shame because people don't want to adhere to the word of God. And so evil is everywhere. It's present all over the world. It's just not one place. It's all over. And it reminded me of the plagues in the Bible when God, you know, Pharaoh's heart was so hardened till God sent Moses and Aaron to try to warn him. And he wouldn't listen because his heart was so hard. And so God began to send the plagues upon them because of their sin. And as I was reading that, I was looking at the 10 plagues, and I was thinking of all the tornadoes and all the floods that are happening, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know, these things are happening not just because, but because of sin. People are sinning greatly and turning against God and want to do whatever they want to do, and they think it's okay. And the Bible says, should we keep on sinning because God is so gracious? No. God is gracious, but he wants us to turn from our ways so he can heal us, deliver us, and set us free, even your children and your children's children, because even the children now are rebellious. I mean, you know, you hear it so much that the children are doing this and doing that. And I was just, I happened to turn on my TV again today, and there was another shooting, a mass shooting. I'm like, you know what? And I mean, you have to know what it is. It's just evil. The devil is running rampant and doing whatever he wants to do. Sin has become the forerunner of the crisis we are seeing happening today. It's sin. It's because of sin, the darkness that is so in people's lives, and so much darkness. And so the devil is causing people to do things that are just, I mean, it's mind-blowing when you look at it, when people are going around killing a mass people. For what? I mean, you know, it's so hurtful. And when we look at it and when we read the Word of God, we know what it is. You know, people are living in darkness, and the Bible said they love darkness more than they do light. And so that's one of the things we as believers have to be careful who we're walking with in this day and time, because it's so important. I mean, times are crucial, and we have to be aware. Wake up and be aware of what's happening all around us. I thank God that He has His hand on us and taking care of the saints. And we have to keep believing and keep speaking the word of God that we may see it come to pass. Amen? Because it's so much going on. But even with that going on, God is so gracious. He's even saying now, turn to me and rend your hearts with fasting and weeping. And rend your heart and your garments and turn to the Lord, for He is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of kindness. And when we turn to God with all our heart and spirit and in truth, God is waiting and He's ready. He's knocking, allowing us to know that we can come to Him. We can turn from our ways, you know, and He's able to help us. But when we go full force into sin, letting evil control our minds, these things happen. I mean, there's so much wickedness. And I think I told you about this last week, how in Bible days, when they showed remorse, they would tear their clothes. God is saying, no longer tear your clothes. Bring your hearts to me so I can heal you, so I can deliver you from this dark world. Because it's, like I said, it's so much happening. Satan, I'm telling you, he will lay out a beautiful table, but it is deadly poison, deadly, deadly poison. And people tend to just to gather around it, you know, and they tend to go towards the world, what the world has going on and what the world is doing. And it seems, some of it seems so right, you know. And people gravitate toward it because they don't know. Just a little door, if you open a small door, Satan will come in. He will come in and he will take over if you allow him to. He will take over. And so then those sins, they began to multiply. Because guess what? They're able to exercise through that open door. So if we allow him to come in, he will take over and wreak havoc in your home, your job, wherever you are. He will wreak havoc. And that's why we as believers have to get in the Word of God, have to speak the Word of God, because there's a word for every situation. So we have to learn it and begin to speak it and exercise the Word. The more we exercise the Word, the more it come alive in our life, in our families, over your children. And that's what we must do. Is work the word of God, because God's word says that it will not return unto him void. And so, and that's what we must do. We must speak his word and watch God's word perform what he said will perform. And he says in Isaiah 55:11, he says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. So when we speak in the word of God, we know that it will not return to him void. It has to accomplish, because God is not a liar. His word shall accomplish that it shall accomplish. But as I was saying, the spirits, these unwanted evil spirits, they multiply themselves. And it can come so quickly sometimes till you don't even know what's happening. And that's why we have to gather ourselves with other saints and sharpen one another by the word. sharpen one another. And when we began to do that, then things began to happen. And we want to be that those Christians that see, like on the day of Pentecost, things began to change around us and in our lives and our family lives and so forth and so on. But, you know, people have their ways and they like to do whatever they want to do and they think it's okay. And like I said, sin is running so rapid until people are literally slapping God in the face saying we can do what we want to do, you know, and they think they can call on him once things begin to happen or they get sick or what have you. They want to call on God and say, well, we want to be healed. We want to be delivered. We want to be set free. We want to be blessed. But the thing about it is that we have to turn from our ways. And the only cure for sin is the blood of Jesus. When we confess our sins one to another, when we confess them to the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Because one thing we can't do, we can't fool God. Amen? We won't be able to fool him. So when we come to God in spirit and in truth and began to confess our sins and allow the Lord to work in our lives, things began to change. But a lot of times people, the Bible said they love darkness more than they do light. So they stay in this sin until after, the Bible said after sin is finished, there's nothing left but death. So we have to continue in prayer, lifting one another up by the word of God, knowing that God's word works. The Bible says if you have a mustard seed of faith, we can move mountains. And we as the body of Christ should be moving to mountains. We should come together and begin to pray because God's word will work if we work it. Amen? So people must turn from their sins and confess and begin to exercise the word of God in our lives. And the Bible says, and the Bible says in Exodus 15:26, he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And so I heard them say that many of the diseases are coming back, and coming back real strong, and they was talking about measles and so forth. And I was like, measles? I hadn't heard that in a long time. And a many people said, well, we hadn't heard measles in years, and now it's coming back up again. And it is because of sin, because people are doing whatever they want to do, and they think there's no repercussions behind it. But let's look at Galatians. We want to go just a brief synopsis of Galatians 5:19-21. We're going to look at that because these spirits, they grow rapidly. Once one get into your house or into your life, it comes to take over. And it will run its course through your life if we're not kept. And we have to exercise this and begin to know what's happened to us. Most of all, we have to have a prayer life, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Get up early in the morning and begin to speak to him, because then he will speak to you and give you your daily bread. Amen. I ask for my daily bread in the morning. I talk to the Lord day in and day out because I want to hear what he is saying. And so when we get up and we begin to pray and to talk to the Lord, letting him know, Lord, we're concerned about your word being in our lives and in our families. And God will begin to speak to you and let you know what is happening. And when God shows you something that is in your life, go ahead and begin to pray about that, and so you can be delivered from that thing. Because a lot of people have a lot of things that come up in their life and they don't know why. We have to go to God and say, Lord, what is this that is attached to me? Some people have an anger spirit. Some people have a lust spirit. Some people have different kinds of spirit. And we have to pray and ask God to relieve us of these things. And a lot of times, people just allow it to go on and not pray about it, and it increases. Amen? This thing increases. So let's look at Galatians 5:19, and we're going to go over it and give the definition and explain it a little bit so people can know what is really happening and why all the sin. Amen. So the Bible says in Galatians 5:19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, which is a voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and a person who is not his or her spouse. So that's just one sin. And once you start, a person start exercising that sin, then guess what? It increases into something else. Each one of them increases. Each sin increases. So adultery. Then he has fornication, sexual intercourse between people not married to each other, infidelity. And we can't keep, and that is so widespread today, and people think they can just live with people or have intercourse with people not married to them, and it brings about a lot of diseases, have your life in upside down and turmoil, and that's why we see so much going on, because it's all this sin is in the world. Then uncleanliness. Morally or spiritually impure, dirty, filthy, evil, the pestilence that he talks about in Psalms 91. These pestilence, uncleanness, these unclean thoughts, filthy ways, dirt, just evil, impure. People, things come out of their mouth is so impure. Oh, my goodness. So these are the things we have to watch out for. Then lasciviousness, inclined to lustfulness. Some people have that lust spirit, and to be honest with you, they don't even know it. They don't know what's happening to them. And I think people, even in families, when you see somebody with a spirit that is attached to them, especially if you're a Christian over your children, family, begin to pray and ask God for their deliverance, whatever that spirit may be. Ask God for that deliverance for them. Amen. Then he got idolatry, which is the worship of idols. This is an extreme admiration for something or someone. And so we start worshiping people or things. You know, some people love whatever they love, jewelry or clothes or whatever. They put that before God. And I will say this, and I thank God for delivering me and allowing me to know what it was, because, like I said, I was the type of person, I loved to eat chicken. And I didn't know the effect that it was having on me, and it had become my idol, and my God, and I was eating it every day. I had to have it. I wanted it. I was going to cook it, go buy it, wherever I had to go and get it. So when my eyes began to fluctuate, I began to pray and ask God what was happening, and he said, well, chicken have become your God. That's your idol. You know, you're worshiping this. I was lusting after it. And so I began to pray and ask God to deliver me from that. And he did. And I thank God for that. He delivered me from that. So we have to know the spirits that are attacking us, because every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And every one of us get attacked with some type of spirit. Every one of us. No one is excluded. Every one of us. It comes to everybody's household. Nobody's excluded. And then we just have to recognize, pray, and allow the Lord to let us know what it is that is taking effect on us. What is the sin that is taking effect upon us? So we have to know these spirits, know the wiles of the devil. Amen. Then there's witchcraft. The practice of magic. I'm sure everybody have heard of that, or they know, especially black magic and the use of spells and sorcery. Those who have these shops set up for palm reading and all of this sort of stuff. You know, I personally don't believe in it, but there are a lot of people that do believe in it. God gives people gifts, and then they turn them into something else. Getting people to come and read their palms and so forth and so on. And there's a story in the book of, I believe it's 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, where Saul went out to the talk to this sorcerer. And you can read the story whenever you get an opportunity. And those are the kinds of things that I'm talking about, people that do all that. Those sins increase. They increase. I know I was talking to a young lady some time ago, and she was telling me, she said, well, this palm reader told me everything about my life. No, there's nobody can tell you everything about your life except the Lord Jesus Christ. When you start putting man first and allowing him to tell you everything about your life, there's a problem, because no one can do that except the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is for believers. God still has prophet and prophets in this earth, and he will allow them to tell you some things. Amen. And so we as believers have to know what we are dealing with. And I know a lot of people read horoscopes and so forth and so on. If you want to answer and you want concerned about your life, you can seek the Lord Jesus Christ from your heart, with your heart. Like it said, rend your heart, not your garment. And when you begin to come before him in spirit and in truth, he will allow you to know about your life. And you, I'm a witness. Then we have hatred. This is a strong dislike, strong dislike for somebody, you know, just pure hatred. And we see that a lot in the earth as well. People are hating people just for no reason, just don't even like them, you know. And we have people that have that strong hate, and it's such a dark place. It's a dark place for a person to just literally hate you to the point that it's so strong in their life, and all it does is create in them a dark place, and it's just really a bad thing to allow this evil spirit to have that strong a hold on your life. With these spirits in Galatians 5:19-21, these are spirits, and they're strong spirits that sometimes people just allow to continue in their life. And when you recognize it, if you're a believer, when you recognize it, you have to come against it, begin to pray. If you're not strong enough, get with another believer who is strong. And I'm sure the two of you can have, because the Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. So with the two of you, it should be at least a mustard seed of faith to move those mountains out of your life, out of your children's life. And that's another thing. People don't pray enough for their children in faith, because the Bible says, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. The Bible says in James, let's go to it and look at it. Put our eyes on it, because we want people to see what God is doing. Jesus, let's look at James 5:14-15. It says, "Is any sick among you?" He asked them a question. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him too. They shall be forgiven him. So confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So this is what the Lord is saying, and we have to labor sometimes with people because of the fact that if your son or your daughter or somebody in your family, somebody you know, a friend or anybody has a problem, we should be praying for them, not judging them, not talking about them, but praying for them that God may heal them and deliver them and set them free. Because a lot of times people say, well, they got to pray for themselves. Yeah, we know that. But we need to pray for them that God deliver them. And once they get delivered, then they can begin to pray for themselves. I'm a witness as well on that, because I've had family members that I've been praying for years and for years. And now, bless God, I see the fruit of the work of God. You know, not me, but the fruit. Oh, Jesus. the fruit of the work of God, allowing me to continue in prayer for them and allowing me to pray with them and for them, that God has began to shed some things off of their life. And now they're in the Word. Praise God. Amen. So let's go on to the next one, which is variance. The fact or quality of being different, imbalance, a state or a fact of disagreeing or quarreling. You got some people that love attention. They love to quarrel. They love a dispute. When you find people like that, we have to stay away from them, because it's some people that they just love to dispute. They love to quarrel, and it's just in them. That is an unwanted spirit. It is an evil spirit that needs to be rebuked. It needs to be out of them, you know. And we got some people that hate people so much they would do anything just to see, to try to pull them down and pull them back. What kind of people is that? What kind of people is that that want to just continue to hunt and pull somebody down? So we have to try as much as we can. We know that we are in this world and not of this world, those of us who have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to be among some of these people at work. And that's why it's so important for us to come together as a body of Christ and begin to pray, because these people, some of them just have a vexing spirit. I have come across people that have, they just have a vexing spirit. They love to vex people. And so I try my best to continue in prayer for them, seeking God for them, asking God to deliver them and to help them, and that they may become a better person as well as myself, because we want to continue to pray for others and pray for ourselves, and especially, like the Bible said, the body of Christ. We have to come together and pray for one another. Amen. And let's move on to the next one, emulations. And this is the effort to match or surpass a person or achieve, typically by imitation. We find a lot of that today. People want to imitate the celebrities. They want to imitate them by clothing, cars, houses. People want to imitate others. Amen? They want to imitate all what the world has. But we as the body of Christ, we want to imitate Jesus Christ. We want to let our light so shine that men will see that we are different. And I know sometimes it's not always easy. And that's why we have to have a prayer life, a prayer partner, someone that can help you get back on track, that can pray with you, pray for you, and strengthen you by the word of God. And this is what we must do, because the world is imitating everything except Christ. And sometimes when you try and talk to people about Christ, a lot of people reject it at that moment. Some come back and some will not, just like the 10 lepers. Some will appreciate that conversation. Amen. Then we have wrath, that extreme anger and rage. And, you know, a lot of that was happening one while on the streets. People was going into a rage and just running over people, killing people, shooting people, just doing anything. That wrath, that rage, that anger, it was just running rapid one while. And, you know, and it was like, what is going on, Lord? I mean, people would get so angry just driving down the road. They would get so angry until they just take out a gun and start shooting other people, running over other people. This is the effect of these spirits that are running rapid in the earth, causing people to do things that, I mean, it's almost unbelievable when you see somebody just get out of their car at a stop sign and just start beating and shooting and killing other people. It's just wrath. It's a spirit. It's a spirit just running rampant. And that was running rampant for a while. But we come against these spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against them. Amen? Then we have strife, anger, a bitter disagreement over fundamental issues, just conflict, friction, you know, arguments, you know, it's just, and it's all over the world from the top to the bottom. It's all over. whenever you turn on your TV, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Strife is everywhere. But like I stated, we come against these things in the name of Jesus for the sake of the Christians, that God will keep his hand, his hedge of protection around us. Amen. So therefore, we can keep praying for one another, with one another, and strengthening one another by the word. Sedation. This is the conduct of speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarch. I mean, we have seen the rebellion. We have seen it. It had just started running rampant. And a lot of these spirits are just out of control. Heresy, the belief or opinion contrary to orthodox religious doctrine, opinion profoundly at odds with what is generally accepted. So, and we see that a lot. We see it a lot now. You know, everybody have their belief or their opinions and so forth and so on. And I mean, people are falling away from the true doctrine of God. And we know the Bible tells about that, that a lot of people will be falling away from the faith. And so we as Christians, we see these things, so we know what is really happening. Envying is a desire to have a quality possession or other desire or attributes belong to someone else. We see that a lot too, people envying other people, and on the jobs, off the jobs, in families, and so forth and so on. So we see a lot of envy. But like I said, we come against these things in the name of Jesus. And the next one, murder. Oh my God. Oh my God. We definitely have to pray. We definitely have to pray about this as the saints of God, because we see this, I mean, every day. It's a plague. I mean, every time you turn on your TV, you see in murder. You know, just running rampant. And people just shooting people for no reason. I mean, I was watching TV one day, the news actually, and seeing why they was just, somebody was sitting on their porch and somebody just came by and started shooting. So, you know, it's just all of these spirits are beginning to operate in the earth. All of these spirits, all of them are operating on some level. In some places, they're operating. And that's why we as Christians have to come together and begin to just pray and lift one another up. And it's time for the body of Christ to come together. It's time. It's time for us to come together. Drunkenness. Oh my God. We see this a lot. People driving drunk. And then the sad part is now they're saying that they want to, I think I heard that they want to open a liquor store or something, be open on Sunday. I mean, come on. I mean, it's people are already getting drunk. I mean, and running over people day in and day out, and then you want to increase the liquor? I sometimes I just scratch my head because I'm like, wow. I mean, the law would agree to this, and I heard where this one store, I think it was some store, wants to even start selling liquor to boost it. I mean, it's just got out of hand. It's really out of hand. I mean, people are inebriated day in and day out, but they still want to increase the liquor sales, you know, marijuana, liquor, you know. And so and those are things we have to just continue to pray about and rebuke these spirits, because we as the body of Christ, this is what we must do. Amen. Revelings. These are people who enjoy a lively party. They love partying. They love it. They love partying at all costs. They love to party. I mean, it's nothing better than a great party for these people. And so, but the Bible says, and such like of these which I tell you before, as I have also told you in past times, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So God is saying that those that love those things, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I know a lot of people don't are not concerned about that and don't even think about it. It's nothing to them. Excuse me. Because of the fact that what they love is what they love. They love to party. They love to do what they want to do. Excuse me. Love to do what they want to do. And but then the consequences behind this stuff, the consequences, and that's the thing people don't realize, is the consequences, not only after we leave this earth, but right now, you know, like people driving drunk and running over somebody. You have to pay the consequences for that. And so that's what I'm saying, people that love to do all of these things in Galatians 5:19-21, they need to examine their lives and see where they are, you know, and begin to want some of these things to shed off of you, shed off of your family, off of your children. Because nobody wants these curses to come up on their children and up on their families. So that's why it's so important for people to pray and to realize what's happening to them. You know, there's been a lot of times where people that were on drugs and alcohol, we talked to some people who were homeless, and they got into it, and then the devil began to increase not only that sin, but he began to add to it. And once he began to add to it, if you don't begin to denounce these things off of you, he'll run rapid in your life, cause all kinds of chaos, and have you in prison. You'll be a prisoner. Amen? You'll be a prisoner to sin. And many people in this earth are prisoners to sin and don't even know it. They don't even know it. And it's such a shame. They think, oh, we can do this. And there's no consequences. But it is. The Bible says after sin is finished, there's nothing left but death. And that's it. Nothing left but death. And as I was going through, looking at the plagues in Exodus, when the first plague was the blood, then the frogs, lice and gnats, flies, livestock, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and then the death of the firstborn. And I had to realize when the river was turning to blood, that was these people, basically their livelihood, for farming and drinking and bathing. And so when it turned into blood, they wasn't able to do any of these things, you know. And so Pharaoh's musicians, they came along and increased it, showing that, hey, we can do this through sorcery and trickery. So they were doing the imitation. And so God was showing his power by allowing it to happen and then stopping it. But when your heart is hardened, and you will not listen, you can believe me, there will be consequences. It will definitely be consequences. So that's why we have to be aware. And I tell people all the time to pray for your children. Watch your children. Listen to them. The Bible said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and he won't depart. Listen to your children. Pray for your children. And when your children are acting out or they seem out of the norm, talk to them. Sit them down and talk to them. Find out what's going on. Because Satan don't play fair. I'm here to tell you. I know from firsthand experience, he doesn't play fair. He will attack anybody, even children. And when I used to see children falling out and having fits and tantrums and people, oh, they do that all the time. He'll quit or she'll quit in a minute. Oh, I just let them do that until it. And I'm like, man, you better get a hold of that thing right there, because Satan is just waiting to increase his little minions on this child. And so that's why it's so important to pray and pay attention to our children so we can know what's going on at that particular time. The devil don't play fair. He don't care if you're a child, grown up. He doesn't care. He will affect anybody's household, come in any open door he can. And when he comes in, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. he comes to wreak havoc. And we can see that all over the world where he's wreaking havoc and nobody's paying attention. A lot of people are not paying attention. They just think it's something that happens or it's just normal and it'll cease. Well, yeah, it will. But how many more demons will be added to that one? So that's why we have to counsel things out and begin to pray and cast them out as we realize what they are and what is happening. Amen. So because the devil, once the devil gets in, hey, I know a lot of us have experienced it, have gone through it, have experienced his little ways, and seeing what destruction he can bring, but we have to recognize it and begin to cast it out. Amen. Because the Lord does tell us that once we come to him, we confess and we begin to exercise the word of God in our lives. The Bible says in Joel 2:25, when we have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we are expecting God to inhabit our lives, once we start to praying and keeping the statutes and doing what God has told us to do, God said that he will restore to us the years that the locusts had eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the plumber worm. He said his great army that he sent. So the canker worm is a major pest. It's a pest that just, you know, and everybody know what a pest is. A canker worm. It's just a pest. A pest. Caterpillars. Caterpillars are a larva of a butterfly. Most of the time you won't know they're there unless you look close, because they hide themselves. So that's the way some people are. That's why we have to be careful about being around certain people, because they're like a caterpillar. They hide themselves until, you know, and this is the work of the enemy, hide themselves until the right time, and they begin to wreak havoc in your life. And so that's why we have to be aware of these caterpillars, you know. But God said he will restore, and we expect him to do just what he said he would do. And a pommer worm leaves nothing. A pommer worm, when he start eating, it's just like on a leaf or a vine. When he start eating, he leaves nothing but the skeleton. So nothing but the skeleton. And so that's why the Bible says, the Lord said he will restore everything that the canker worm, that pest, that one that pesters, and that caterpillar, that one that hid itself, and the pommer worm, the one that left nothing but a skeleton in our life at that time. And so God is ready to restore those things back to us once we start allowing him to intercede in our lives. Amen? And so it's truly a blessing to know that we can go to the Lord at all time, and all these things will be restored back unto us. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening.
Evening. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Did anyone else have a comment or want to make a comment?
I'm waiting on God to restore.
Amen. Praise God.
To restore us, those that have suffered a while, and we've been with God and sacrificed with him. I'm waiting on his repayment.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I'm looking forward. I have faith not only for myself but for others.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And we have to have faith for ourselves and others. When we are praying, we're not only praying for ourselves, but we're praying for the Christians as well, other people as well. So it's just a blessing to know that somebody is praying for not only themselves but other people. Amen. And it's just a blessing from God to know that. And I thank God for I thank God for the Christians tonight. But this is what the Bible says in Psalms 119 and 25. He said, I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word. I told you my plans, and you answered. Now teach me your decrees. Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. I weep with sorrow. Encourage me by your word. Amen. So this is what the Lord is doing for us. He's encouraging us by his word, each and every one of us. And so it's just a blessing to know that God is with us and he will increase us. Amen. The prosperity of the Lord be with us. He said that he will bless each and every one of us. So it's a blessing to know that and to know what the word of God says. When we're expecting God to do something, we as saints of God must come together. And when we began to come together, the Bible says, any two shall agree upon any one thing on this earth, it shall be done in the Father's name which is in heaven. So it only needs two. And when we began to declare and decree the word of God, it shall not return to him void. He said, just as the rain come down and water the earth, he said, so will his word. It will not return void. Just as the rain will not return void, his word will not return void in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for that. And the more we exercise God's word and began to speak his plan of our lives, his word of our lives, it began to come alive in our lives. Not only for us, but our children and our children's children, because this is what we want. Every Christian wants their children to experience a life with Christ. Every Christian wants their children to experience a life with Christ. We want to see them healed, delivered, and set free. We want to see them prosper, as the Bible says. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So we want out to see our families, our friends, our Christian friends, sisters and brothers in Christ. We want to see us increase in the word, financially, spiritually. We want to see us increase for the kingdom, for the sake of the kingdom. And so we just thank God that we can come together, those of us who can come together and pray for one another without judging one another, seeing this and seeing that. We got to stop those things. We got to stop talking about one another and saying what one another and do. If I'm not doing something that you think is right, come to me or tell me, this is the right way. I may not know or they may not know. So we got to encourage one another and help one another in the word. So if you know the word and I don't know it, help me. Help me to understand. If God has given it to you, share it with me. So the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. And so that's what we want to do with one another. We want to help one another. Amen? And to bless one another's family and their children and their children's children. Because like I said, it is a sin epidemic. And no one wants to see their children fall. No one. And not get up. Amen? We all come short of the glory of God. But we don't want to come short and stay there. We want to get up. And we want that for our entire families. We know all not going to make it at the same time. But we got to keep praying for them, seeking God and asking God to bless them, to help them, to raise them up so they will be able to have a prayer life for themselves. Amen? So this is what we're asking God. We're asking God to bless each and every one of us and bless our family, our children, that we may prosper and be in health as our souls prosper. Because as I said, there's so much sin in the world from the top to the bottom. Every time you turn on your TV, the murdering in Galatians 5 and 19, the murder, that spirit is loose in the earth. It is loose. And we got to pray and come against it in the name of Jesus, because of the fact that so much is going on. And like I said, every time, some things are unbelievable, until you see it and it's like, wow, it's mind-blowing, overwhelming sometimes. But we as the body of Christ have to come together and begin to pray. I want to see the body of Christ come together like this on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Well, when we began to pray, we began to experience the power of God. We began to experience the miracles of God. We began to experience the presence of God in our lives. When we are praying, we're not just praying just because we can pray, we know how to pray, or we've been in church a long time. We are praying because we want answers. When you're in a dire situation, hallelujah, Jesus, you better have a prayer warrior. But sometimes we can pray by ourselves, but when we get with somebody else, the Bible said two. When you get with somebody else and get the friend, and the Holy Spirit began to speak and began to answer and began to relieve you and give you that peace that surpasses all understanding in whatever situation you're in, I mean, it's nothing like it. So we have to have a prayer life and prayer warriors that don't mind praying, that don't mind coming before the throne of God, seeking him and praying so we can get an answer. Because it's situations sometimes that are overwhelming, especially in this world. So we're praying for all children. And we're praying, asking God to heal, to deliver, and set free, because there's a lot of rebellion in the children. So we come against these rebellious spirits, especially for our children, our young men, as well as young women. We pray, we come against this rebellious spirit, and we got to begin to pray and ask the Lord to bless those families, to begin to speak a word over their children and with their children, not just tell them what to do, be an example for them. Be an example. What you do at church, do it at home with your children so they will know. We just don't want to do it when we go to church. We just don't want to serve the Lord and praise him at church. We want to praise him at home. And like that old adage they used to say, if these walls could talk, what would they be saying? These walls will be praising God. They will be praying. They will be singing. So if these walls could talk, if your walls could talk, what would your walls be saying? What would they be saying? Would they be praying, singing a song, lifting up the name of Jesus? So that's what we want to do. We want to exercise the word wherever we go. We want our light to shine, not just in the church, not just on Sundays and Wednesday nights or whatever nights you have, but we want that light to shine continuously, day in and day out. And what we exercise at the church, we want to exercise at home. So when people and your children see you at home, the same thing you do at church, it's in your household as well. So, and that's what we want to be able to do, exercise the word of God, let our light so shine that men may see, and especially those who are in our households. Amen? And so we just thank God for tonight. We give all the glory and honor to God. We receive the word of God tonight in the name of Jesus, humbly as we know how, and we thank God. Anyone else on the radio tonight? Well, we just praise God tonight. We thank God for everyone that were on, that was listening. And I hope that we have said something that have gotten down into your spirit so you may be able to go and meditate on it and just let that word soak into your life and into those around you and begin to speak a word. We want to, wherever we go, we want to be able to have bread at on our lips, and I'm talking about the word of God, so we can share that with others. We want to be able to share the word of God, even as the Holy Spirit allows, because sometimes we can be in the store. I know personally, I'll be in the store or somewhere, and the Lord will lead you to this place or that place to give somebody else a word, because you never know who's down. And when the Lord leads you to a place to go and speak to somebody, we never know who's in need. It may seem like a small thing, but I love when the Lord allowed me and lead me by the Holy Spirit to go pray for somebody, give somebody a word, whatever he had me to do. I love it because that's my life. And God has stored his word in me. So at his appropriate time, He can call on me and he can use it. I'm available for the Lord at all times. So that's why when he allowed me to go and share the word with somebody or pray with somebody or whatever he had me to do, I'm available to do it. Amen. So, and I love that. I love the word of God. And so all the days of my life, I will be speaking God's word, doing God's will as he lead and guide me. So we will close out by praying in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the night. We thank you for all who was listening, dear Lord God. We hope that something was said, dear Lord God, to bless your people, Father. We pray that your word go forth, Father, and that the Holy Spirit will fall on those, dear Lord God, that you have called and strengthen them, heal them, deliver them, Father, in whatever area, and set them free, Father. Father, we come against the works of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that every household be blessed according to your will and purpose, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Lord, we thank you right now for this great opportunity just to share your word, Lord. And we hope, Father, that someone has that listened, has received the word that can help them, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, giving you all the glory, honor, and the praise. And Lord, we are your vessels. You're the potter, and we're the clay, Lord. And we ask that whatever you have us to do, Father, we are willing vessels to do your will, Father. But we just thank you, Father, giving you all glory, honor, and praise tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, ladies, you all have a good night. And gentlemen, you all have a good night. And we will see you next week if the Lord's will. Okay? So be blessed in Jesus' name.